Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me is Rob.
Hello. Hey, Feifei, have you heard the news?
Gossip, you mean?
No, it's true. We've been given the day off. So sorry, I'm not going to hang around. I'm off to the beach.
Hold on, who says?
Neil. He said the boss told him that we've all worked so hard, we don't have to work today.
It sounds like a wind-up to me. A wind-up is another way of saying a trick or joke. I'm sure Neil was joking.
April Fool, Feifei. I was joking. I wanted to trick you to see if you'd leave the office and take the day off.
Ha ha, very funny. Well, actually, I have got the day off today. So the joke is on you and it starts now. Goodbye.
Oh, Feifei, where are you going? Come back and explain what the joke is on you means, please.
Okay, Rob. When the joke is on someone, it means the person who has tried to make you look silly has ended up looking silly themselves. The joke has backfired. And now you look silly, Rob.
Point made, Feifei. Here are some more examples of this phrase in action.
Daisy laughed at my terrible dress sense until she found out I was wearing a designer dress. I guess the joke's on her now.
Ha! You thought I'd never beat your time for completing the marathon. But I have, so the joke's on you.
I know you were trying to be funny by saying I'd never pass my exam, but now you're the only one who hasn't, so the joke's on you, I'm afraid.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. And we're looking at the phrase, the joke is on someone, which means someone has tried to make someone else look silly, but ended up looking silly themselves. So, this perfectly describes you, Rob. The joke about taking a day off is on you.
I was just having a laugh for April Fool's Day. But hold on, where is everybody? The office is empty.
Ah, not another one of your jokes.
No, seriously. Look, there's an email. It says, due to a power failure, the office is out of action. You can all take the day off. Ha! Looks like we've all got a day off after all. The joke's on you, Feifei.
Ah, well. Enjoy your free time.
Fancy going to the beach?
No, thanks. Bye, Rob.
I was joking. Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.